Here we are now in lesson number 4 in Mystery Babylon. And don't forget our text. I know I said go to Exodus 34, but let's look at our text in Revelation 17:5 and explain what this is a study of. Revelation 17:5, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. This is a study on that passage. From Genesis to Revelation, we're looking at all of the doctrinal evidence in the Word of God, the clues, so to speak, doctrinal evidence that you pull out that helps identify the mother. We're not interested in identifying the harlots, plural, and abominations, plural, of the earth. We are interested in identifying the mother, because once you get the mother, you get everything. And of course, we've seen that it's a mystery, it's a secret, and we see that it appeals to man's sin nature. But it's called Babylon the Great, and we saw that it got its start right back there in Genesis chapter 3. So right now we're up into Exodus 34. So do listen to the three lessons prior. Do listen to them in order. I mean, common sense, which seems to be lacking. Exodus 34, not with you all, with others. Exodus chapter 34, look at verse 11. Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. Now notice what's going on here, as God Almighty has given commandment to Moses and what to do. Look at this as far as being a snare. Look at verse 13. But ye shall destroy their altars. That's a big clue. That means that false religion, a religion that is obviously the work of the flesh of children of the devil, have altars. So just because something has an altar doesn't mean that it's the real thing. It's a counterfeit. Verse 13. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images. And what were the altars for? For sacrifice. Okay, break their images. Oh, so they have images, and cut down their groves. Now, the groves were designed to hide them from the God of heaven and earth, actually. Okay, but groves. These groves were designed. Whoa, what happened to my voice there? Were designed for Baal worship. Verse 14, for thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Oh, God is a jealous God. And on a quick side note, all the new heretic Bibles out there in Galatians where it lists the work of the flesh in chapter 5, one of them is called jealousy. They say jealousy is a sin in Galatians 5 and all the other satanic, counterfeit, Roman, Catholic, dung-filled Bibles. Guess what? No, it's not. The word's envy in the King James. Oh, typical. All right. Back to the subject at hand. Verse 15, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. Notice all the gods in the land. Notice that there's altars involved, images and groves. These are all clues to identify this mother. Verse 16, and thou shalt take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no molten gods. One of the quickest ways to draw away, to destroy a nation, is to sit there and have their sons of that nation start marrying heathen women, Jezebel women, who's going to go worship other gods, because those women, you know, Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived. You know, everyone says, wow, he had it made. 700 wives, 300 concubines. Total of basically 1,000 wives. Well, 700 wives, 300 concubines. The concubines fulfilled the purpose of the wife in certain areas, but didn't have the rights and privileges of the wife. But anyways, he always envied him. Well, Solomon had it all. Really? That means he had 1,000 mother-in-laws. That's a joke. Okay. But anyways, Solomon, as wise as he was, he still, at the end of his life, even him, it says in the book, did outlandish women cause to sin. His wives turned away his heart at the end of his life to worship other gods. I can't even fathom that. But anyways, that's why this warning is here in verse 16, and thou shalt take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods. You know, when I see that, I got to just say this. Anytime a husband follows a wife in direct violation of the Word of God, it's just like the garden. Don't do that, men. You stand up all the time for what God says. And if your wife doesn't like that and she's going to argue and fuss and all that, I know a contentious wife and a rainy day are alike. And the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. And I also understand that it is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a brawling and contentious woman. Okay, I understand what Proverbs says about all that. Don't give in. Don't even buckle. Don't even bend. You stand for the book. Period. Okay, Leviticus chapter 10. Leviticus chapter 10. Let's look at some more doctrinal clues. Leviticus chapter 10, look at verse 1. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. Look at the work of the flesh. Now, what part of our flesh you think was working here? How about the pride of life? Who do you think you are? Even though they're legitimate priests, but they're offering strange fire. Watch what God does in verse 2. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Just because, and these two, Nadab and Abihu, they were the sons of Aaron. Okay? You can't counterfeit what God's doing. And they tried. And it was that work of the flesh, the pride of life, that causes it. Okay, Leviticus chapter 18. Let's go there. Leviticus chapter 18. Leviticus chapter 18, look at verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall ye not do. Neither shall ye walk in their ordinances. Now, why would God be telling them that? Because the tendency of the flesh, remember, there's obviously doings of the land of Egypt and doings in the land of Canaan, and they had there was ordinances associated with them, but that was a system designed to appeal to the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, or the pride of life. It appealed to that. And God's saying, don't do that. Verse 4, you shall do my judgments and keep mine ordinances to walk there, and I am the Lord your God. Notice the counterfeit going on. The mother is really starting to get a pretty good firm foundation on the planet. God's doing something, the mother has what she's doing. Now understand something. I had someone send me an email, it was just so crazy. I understand that back here, listen, when it says mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, this mother has been called all different titles. Listen closely, from Genesis all the way through Revelation. She's been called Baal worship, Ashtaroth, all these different titles, Molech, all these different titles. They give all of this worship. Mark it down, though. It's the same whore, just a different dress. Okay, so when you see all the different titles, the clues are going to keep building, but it is the same false religious system that is run from Genesis all the way to Revelation, and it's headed up by Satan. It just culminates being called that. A guy sent me the email, oh, the Roman Catholic Church wasn't here till 325 AD. Man, that, what do you call? Oh, my gosh. Delete. I deleted that email pretty quick. Look at verse 4. Now, you shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk there, and I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. Clear as a bell. Look at verse 21. Verse 21. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed. Look at this. Look at this. Thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech. Look, there's one of their gods. Now, it's called Molech here. Okay? That's the title back then of it. Molech. Listen, through the fire to Molech. That means they are offering their children as burnt sacrifices. Now, it says later, we'll see them when we get to another prophet. They are offering, shall I give the firstborn of my body for the transgression of my soul? You see, Satan is motivating them to kill their children in sacrifice. Satan knows the prophecies about what God Almighty said he's going to do with his son. So Satan's trying to counterfeit it. Verse 21, and thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Now notice what's associated with this. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Notice, right here in this worship and burning and killing of children to Molech, we got sodomites in verse 22. Look at verse 23. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith, neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. Defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all these, watch it, the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you, and the land is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. Boy, oh boy, things are messed up. These false religious systems that really are taking a foothold here with the heathen. It's just horrible things that they do. The killing of babies. The killing of real human babies to Molech. I'll tell you what. All right. Let's see. Let's go to Leviticus now. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 20. Let's go there. Leviticus chapter 20, look at verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed unto Molech, that's his children, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. Notice, God knows how to rectify the problem. You want to worship Molech and kill your child? I'm going to put you to death. And I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from among his people because he hath given of his seed unto Molech to defile my sanctuary and to profane my holy name. They're carrying God's name about. Man. And if the people of the land do any ways hide their eyes from the man when he giveth of his seed unto Molech and kill him not, then will I set my face against that man and against his family, and will cut him off, and all that go a-whoring after him to commit whoredom with Molech from among their people. God likens it unto spiritual adultery. Leviticus chapter 26. I'm just trying to show you how real this is. That's what I'm getting from all these doctrinal evidence clues. Look at Leviticus 26:1. You shall make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. Clear as a bell, you cannot sit there 14 minutes, 15 minutes. You cannot bow down and make all these images. That is false religion. You see, the mother is generating that. She's getting out. You're seeing the development of all of her harlots and all of her abominations, but we're focusing on the mother. Okay, the mother. Okay, go to Numbers chapter 15. Numbers chapter 15. Book of Numbers chapter 15. You know, someone said to me the other, a little while back, said, is it true you don't write in your Bible, you don't have any notes? Nope. I mean, it's right here. There it is. See? The book says God will bring all things to your remembrance. Amazing. Numbers chapter 15, look at verse 37. Numbers 15, 37. Oh, man. Neck hurts. This body, I can't wait to get a new one. 15:37, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. Why? Because this guy was just killed because he was gathering some sticks on the Sabbath day, a few verses prior. And it shall be unto you for a fringe that you may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them. And that ye seek not after, notice, your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments to be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. Now understand understand clearly that this religion, this system of the mother, this mystery system that's out there hidden from man, it all has to do with causing you to seek after your own heart and your own eyes. Remember the sin nature that developed in the garden? the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, causing you to think in your way. You see, the whole world system is designed to appeal to you in your flesh thinking. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. It appeals to that, usually into all three categories. Okay, so that's what the Lord would have them do. He gave them actual object lessons and things to wear that would cause them to remember the commandments of the Lord. Well, anyways. Numbers chapter 22. Look at verse 1. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was sore afraid of the people because there were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, Now shall this company lick up all that are round about us, as the ox licketh up the grass of the field. And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of the Moabites at that time. He sent messengers therefore unto Balaam, the son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, Now watch this. They want to destroy Israel because they're all afraid because they know Israel's been wiping out everybody. And watch how they try to lure them in. Children of his people to call him, saying, Behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I wot that he whom thou blessest is blessed, and he whom thou cursest is cursed. Now watch it. Watch this. And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the, what? Rewards of divination. If you can divine unto me, that's tell the future. That's all sorcery and witchcraft, divination. But there's rewards associated with it. Money. The rewards of divination in their hand. And they came unto Balaam and spake unto him the words of Balak. Right there, this mother, this system, she, I guarantee you, she always provides money. Did you, you know, I'm amazed when I look at all of these false teachings on TV, the millions upon millions into billions of dollars that go to support this ministries, their ministries. I'm amazed. I'm so amazed because you know what? We do every, there's a few faithful few of us that do everything we can to pay for a radio broadcast. That's it. Everything else you see getting done here is done by my own self on a computer, the best I can. I am not tech savvy or anything like that. And we actually pay. I mean, this is the only, you know, the Scriptures Alone Bible School is the only school that you don't pay to attend that it costs us money to pay for it. It costs me money to teach you. That shows you how honest it is. So anyways, the rewards of divination. I mean, just got to show up and show me the money. Okay, go to verse 36 in the same chapter, verse 36. And when Balak heard that Balaam was come, he went out to meet him unto a city of Moab, which is in the border of Arnon, which is in the utmost coast. And Balak said unto Balaam, watch what he says now. Did I, because he didn't go with him, did I not earnestly send unto thee to call thee? Wherefore camest thou not unto me? Am I, that would be Balak, not able indeed to promote thee to honor? Oh, see, promote thee to honor? You see the pride of life? When you're dealing with the mother and her system, it's always going to appeal to the pride of life. You know that promote thee to honor? You know what that makes me think of? The Lord Jesus Christ said in the Gospels, I receive not honor from men. That's a staggering verse. Staggering verse. Look at it with me. Let's find it. It's in John. Let's find this passage here. It's either John 5 or John 8. Sounds like John 5. Go with me to John 5. John chapter 5. Yes, John chapter 5. Look at this. Look at verse 41. The Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Look what he says. I receive not honor from men. Think of, what do you all think when you read that? I receive not honor from men. And if preachers understood that, and they also understood that God's establishment commandment and how it worked today to manifest forth the life of Jesus Christ through their flesh, they wouldn't be caring about the honor that comes from men. Okay? All right, let's see here. I go back there to Numbers. Okay, look at Numbers chapter 25. Let's see here. Look at verse 1. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods. And the people did eat and bow down to their gods. Notice all the festive things associated with this idolatry. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor. See the name Baal Peor? Different name though, isn't it? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. That's horrible. After all he did for them. Look at verse 16. Now watch closely. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, vex the Midianites and smite them. Why? For they vex you with their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor, in the matter of Cozbi, the daughter of a prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague for Peor's sake. To what time do I got it? Good, 24 minutes. Listen, they vex you with their wiles. You see that? They have, wherewith they have beguiled you. Wiles and being beguiled. Beguiled and wiles. Okay? Go with me to the book of Galatians. Thousands of years later, we see the book of Galatians. Very applicable today. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, look at verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you. The same person doing the bewitching here is the same person back here who is doing the beguiling. Okay? The beguiling. Okay? Now, look with me in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, look at verse 3. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. You see that? The beguiling takes place. It started in the garden. It's a spell. It's a trick. And you remember the wiles? You see that back there in chapter 25? For they vex you with their wiles. Remember Ephesians chapter 6? Ephesians chapter 6, look at verse 10. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Satan, who has put the mother on the planet and operates. Listen, here's the ring structure. You got Satan, and he directly deals with the mother. Okay? He's been doing it since the garden. He's been forming her. He gives her different names throughout the different dispensations. Changes her dress, but it's the same whore. Like I said, same whore, different dress. And this mother, okay, she's involved in beguiling you, tricking you, bewitching you. And it's subtle. For I fear lest that by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. It's subtle. Okay? So, in lesson number 4, I want you to see as we're starting, notice some things are starting to come out more. It's more involved with the spell, the magicians, the exact way that's going on today. Okay? This stuff is so serious. Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth, is involved with beguiling, trickery, sorcery. And it started in the garden. It was going back there in the Old Testament. It's happening today stronger than ever.